sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Moshe Brecht, Zchus, the Brecht family. Okay. Bar Moshe's not back yet. I thought he said he's going to be back on Wednesday. Maybe he'll be coming back on Wednesday. Maybe.
Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow morning.
Okay, Moshe Shem. Okay, so very nice.
I'm sure he drove all night.
Like, why? Okay, that's true. I hear, but I still don't know why. Again, I'm not arguing the fact. I hear what you're saying. I appreciate it. But you can't figure out why couldn't it just say the same pasuk?
Well, I think, when they say how that way,
I understand. So therefore, by Levaya, that's that thing. Yeah. Okay. In Yeshiva, when there was Rachman Tani, there shouldn't be any more Levaya. So there was Levaya. They did not do it that way. Then they did pasuk by pasuk, if I remember correctly, in Yeshiva. And again, this is the Midigalim. It is the Midigalim. Okay. We are up to the Mishnah. We are the second line on the top, Yudches Amid Beis. Chai. Rameir says, Amen Shaloy Nitzmesi, Amen Shaloy Atamai. Included in the Shvua, she promises never to have an extramarital affair. Yudches Amid Beis, second line from the top. Rameir says that included in the Amens is a promise not to do it in the future. Period. So Trashi. And the lady says, if she was, she did have an extramarital affair, she should be punished. Like we said, that he makes her swear that she didn't have an affair. And if she did, she would receive that olah. V'haynu perusha d'aman ala shuah, aman ala olah, d'tanya bereisha. Aman shalai atame, shim t'tame l'achas man, mayim ma'arir n'aysa l'achas d'tama. This water is in reserve. That if like 5 years later, or 10 years later, or 55 years later, she's mizana while she's married to her husband, the water will wake up and do its job. So this water stays in the system, so to speak, and is waiting, according to a mayor, that if she does have an extramarital affair any other time, this water will do its job, because the tiny b'brais of the Gemara, like the b'brais of the Gemara, will explain. Yes.
Oh, God. What I was thinking is, it is unlikely that the water molecules, per se, will stay there.
This is an ace. Does not have to meet scientific explanation.
I was just using the correct word. I was not proposing scientific explanation. But the easier thing would seem to me, not that, which is why I did not raise my hand, would seem to me to be that it changed her state, it changed her...
It's not what Rashi says.
No, it's constant. It's not a discrimination. I was just thinking.
Rashi says that the water wakes up, does its job whenever she's metame. That's all Rashi says.
At that point, would it also affect the boil, or is it only the boil that she was affected by at the time?
So, it would only be the second boil, it wouldn't be the first boil. I have no clue. I don't know. I didn't even see it in the Gemara. I don't know. Shay masni ima loya kledim shetasaris, but loya lakha shetasgarish. Let me explain. The water works for things that matter to her husband. It doesn't work for her pre-marital affair or for her post-marital affair. That's not something that had any impact on his Isser and Veheter. This water is to clear her of anything that she did that would have banned her to her husband. If as a girl she had an affair with somebody, that has nothing to do with the husband. The husband's allowed to marry her. Well, the Kayan's allowed to marry her too. Unless she had an affair, we'll get to that in a minute. But Pashtus, she has an affair out of that, she can marry her too. She's not a sign up. Unless she had an affair with the wrong person, and I'll get to that in a minute. But this clears her only from things that banner to her husband, meaning during marriage, during Shemeres Yavam, during Arusa, during Nesua, during those times. what she did prior to she got married, or what she will do according to a mayor, who says it works in the future. What she will do after she gets divorced is not impacted by this order. It has nothing to do with the relationship with her husband.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi, is this because of the miraculous nature of the water and the entire nes itself, or because it's simply out of the realm of sota? If he had only married her on the condition that she had not had any...
It's out of the realm of sota. The condition would not make a difference. This is not to keep conditions. This is to allow her to live with her husband. Now, if a woman made a condition and didn't keep it, doesn't ban her from her husband.
Well, the future one has not yet made her impermissible to her husband as well. For her to swear that she will never do it, she's still permissible to him. So that's not quite within the realm of sota either. Why is the future action within the realm of sota?
It is because if she does it later on, she becomes banned to her husband. So this sota says that she will never be in a situation where she's banned to her husband.
But she's out of the process. But the sota, I'm sorry for interrupting, but the sota has a process. He has to say things to her. She has to then do it. They have to go through this whole long thing. When you're talking about a future action, they haven't gone through that.
Right.
This is like a preemptive strike using sota.
Exactly.
So I'm just wondering why then.
No, because that's, again, let me explain again. The purpose of this site to water, according to her mayor, is to guarantee, this site to water will guarantee that this woman is not and will never be in a state that she's forbidden to her husband.
But that's not what we learned.
You're right. You're right that we can't start the Saita process without a Kineta Sthira. But once we are doing the Saita process, this Saita process is a guarantee, according to a mayor, that he will never have to worry about whether his wife becomes bad to him. It's to be part of the Saita process. Meaning, Rameyer is not saying that without that there would be no Saita process. He's saying that is included in the Amen Amen, and that is included in the miracle called Saita.
So he's saying that as part of the fact that she says Amen twice is the activation of these waters forever during their marriage.
Correct.
So it's not, he doesn't even have to have that in mind. The husband doesn't
shiloh.
Have to have that in mind.
What you just said is a big shiloh. What if the husband doesn't care, doesn't need that promise for the future? Is it that Mazen wants her to promise for the future, or is it a husband's right to ask for it? That's a machlokes. What if the husband is not interested in her guarantee, doesn't care for it? Why he wouldn't, I don't know, but he doesn't care for it. So,
well, he may not have it in mind. He's schlepped her because of an incident, not because of the future.
Mazen for sure will offer him that option. Now, he can decide, yes, I want to exercise it. No, I don't want to exercise it, according to some. And others say, no, Mazen exercises it. Once you're doing this, like the lady, we're taking care of this once and for all.
Okay.
We're going to wait to a man.
Are there two on man?
Right. So what do you hear?
So I'm saying it.
But who said that includes Shloyatama? We had other things that it included.
I understand what I'm saying is, but you mean the husband will say, you know what, when you do the second on main, just cut out this part. That's your ring.
I don't need that part.
I mean, the husband's saying, I'll tell you what I want. And
that's the question. Does he have a... It's not like this. Listen, I don't pick sides. If you want to pick a... One second. I don't need any help.
I'm not picking sides. I'm saying this is the process.
You are picking sides. I'm telling you that some say that the husband can say, I don't need it. I don't need you to promise me never to do it again. Some say that it's not up to him. That's all.
Because it's future.
Yes, doctor.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, the Amen to Amen is a biblical injunction. So what does the intention of the husband have to do with anything?
Again, we'll say, I'll try to say it one more time. I shouldn't have said it. I should have just have left it alone. It's a machloikas. Because if the husband says, I don't... The amen of amen is that she answers a whole bunch of lists.
Right.
So, Arusa, Nesua, Shmer, Shabim, Knusa. Now, what if... How about the concept where a mayor adds that amen also includes future? Is that a fact or is that an option? That's all. Is that because he's asking for it or is that even if he doesn't ask for it? That's a machlokes. The machlokes exists. I don't mind if everybody in this room wants to take one side. I have no problem.
So this is simply a
The mitzvah is that she should say amen v'amen.
Absolutely.
What it includes might be optional.
Okay, I understand. It's just that makes me uncomfortable saying it's totally on the husband.
Well, if it's an optional, it's totally on the husband. Yes, Ellie Mayer.
It's also retroactive on the husband.
On the bail.
No, he does something.
No, he doesn't get punished. He doesn't get punished if he's Mazana. There's never a point
that... If he has a mitzvah...
It doesn't do anything to him.
But it doesn't work on her either.
Again, no. Stop right there. No. There's a halacha by Saita that says if the husband has a relationship while he wasn't allowed to, it makes the water not work. He's allowed to have relationship if the water doesn't check her out. Now, 5 years later, she has a relationship. We don't say, well, he lived with her in sin. He did not live with her in sin.
No.
He didn't know about it. It didn't happen yet.
But if he has a
maisa
later...
What maisa?
He's on it with someone later.
Who says he gets punished?
The water won't work.
That's a machlokes v'shaita. Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns that his extramarital affairs with other women have zero impact on the water working or not. There are Rishayim to learn like you. So my colleague is Rishayim. I never mentioned it, I thought.
I think there's a Steer in Rashi.
But there are Rishayim to learn that any Avera that he does, that he has, will also impact the water. Correct. That would be impacted even in the future. Correct. But not everybody agrees to that. Okay, let's think about it. How cool should, now, again, I was in the middle of saying that Saita does not check relationships that don't have an impact on the husband. As a 10-year-old girl before she got married, I'm sorry, as a 13-year-old girl before she got married, she had an out-of-wedlock affair that doesn't affect her habit to her husband. So the fact that she had it is not impacted by this water. More. According to a mayor that she promises in the future, he divorces her. She's now a single lady, and she has an affair with somebody. She's not going to be bothered by the water. It has nothing to do with her relationship with the husband. So talk to Mishnah. So because that's not impacted by the marriage. Rashi. Now, there is a shayla in Achrayim. What would happen if this woman is banned to him, but not because of something that she did wrong? For instance, let's say, let's say this woman had a relationship that made her a zayna. She made her a zayna. So she's not allowed to be with her husband. But it's not because of any sin she committed. It might have been against her will. Not an usa. From a guy. Not allowed to marry a kayan. What would the water do then? The Samach Reinim says has nothing to do with the marriage. That's not what the site of process is for. Other Achrayim say, but the bottom line is she's not allowed to be with her husband. So she should be saying, Rabbi say, I can't do this because it's going to kill me. I can't be with my husband. And she should refuse to drink, even though it means that she can't stay married. So this is a Machlokes Achrayim, because water is supposed to check out her extramarital affair. Here, She didn't do anything wrong. She was an Anusa. And Anusa didn't do anything wrong. But she can't be with her husband. So, we'll see that later. Gemara mentioned it, but at this point, that seems to be a machloek. Right. Nisker
Lab. Also, that everyone's bringing up her mayor, so I'll do it also. That it's the security when she says the amen on something the past is one thing, and the security, when I say security, I mean the, what's the word I want to say?
I have no idea what you want.
Bori, Shema, the Bori part on the future, you can't be as Bori on that. I just want to say, the amen, the second amen that you're saying on this future, you can't be.
Why?
Because a person can't do that.
Why?
He doesn't know what is.
Why?
He's going to blow up.
Why?
I mean,
she promises not to do an Aveira. What's wrong with that?
Again, a person cannot.
You can't promise not to do an Aveira?
You can't promise the same way as you did.
You better, have to, you promise.
You can't. On something that was, you're, of course, you're more boring than you are. You don't know what circumstance.
Again, one second. Hold a second.
All I'm saying is 100% boring.
Again. All we're asking her is to say that she understands that this has happened, this will happen to her in the future. Why can't she say that? Her amen is saying, I recognize that if I were to sin in the future, this water will affect me. She obviously is not planning to sin in the future. That's not part of her plans. She's saying she recognizes that by drinking this water, she will have a time bomb in her system, that if she ever is Mizana, the bomb will explode. Right. I never saw it. It's an interesting point you're making. I didn't see anybody associate. I did not. It's interesting. I'm sure somebody out there in the Polish Torah world, probably, no, I don't mean it in a bad way. The people that make all Reb Shimon's Lushitase, Rav Shani Mitzchavin, and Achshavei, and all those things Reb Shimon says, they all make one, there's many Achwayim that do that. The Chahar Reb Shimon goes Lushitase, Reb Yehuda goes Lushitase. I am sure we'll say there are Meir goes Lushitase. It is an interesting point. I just didn't see it mentioned. Again, exactly. If that's, but not necessarily, but it could be that way. Yeah. Yes.
The way that Rashi is handing it would seem to obviate the idea of Shlava Olam, because this is talking about an event which is happening right now. The water has been incorporated into a system, and that is
okay. This is your Rabbi Dr. Schwab, which he does say.
No,
this is the state. We're back to the state of mind here.
No, I did not say state.
I know, you said Matthias. I got it.
Incorporated into your system, which is what Rashi said.
Okay, let's go weiter. Mr. Lachal, Benitmas, the Acha Kachazira, Le Masnaima. What happens? He divorced her. She had Stira and had a relationship after she got divorced, which is not banned from remarrying her, because Magzir Grusha says only if she married somebody else. So then if he took her back, the condition didn't work, because again, that relationship did not impact the marriage. Even though she had a relationship with another man, that's not Magzir Grusha say. Zaklau. The rule is, any relationship that does not impact the marriage is not included in the tonight. Now, I would just say something, and I'm putting my foot in my mouth, because everything I'm pointing out, I'm going to get it out. But I have to be honest. Notice the words the Mishnah uses. He didn't make that condition with her. Loi haya masna'ima. The Mishnah didn't say, loi haya b'chval ha'amein. The Mishnah says, Loi haya masna ima. He did not include that in his condition.
He's not able to.
Again, I'm just pointing out that the husband has a say, according to those achronim, that said the husband has a say in the matter, that everybody jumped on me beforehand, Again, it's not necessary. It's not approved. I'm just pointing out that the language of Loyoya Masna, it could be the Kayan that included the Kayan. You're right. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Relitmus became Rashad, they didn't necessarily sell the blocks of Loyam Kedis and said they could do so. She doesn't become bad to her husband unless she gets married. The Kisim will equal Baal Rishon Shushun Vashim Vakam to Achim Kedushin Nesung Sev Kedushim Vashim Nishachar Shnei Nishachar. Says the fair is she has to marry somebody else. Dr. Gemara Vayter. One of the things we mentioned in the Mishnah that would ban the marriage is if she had a relationship during her time when she was waiting for Yibum. Ruvain was married to her, died without children. Shimon ultimately did Yibum, and then, later on, accused his wife of a relationship gift, Kino Stira. He took her to drink, included in what the Kayan told her was, that you didn't have a relationship while the interval period between Ruvain's death and Shimon's Yibum. Obviously, that indicates that had she had that relationship, she would be banned from Shimon. Amar Rav Humnuda. Shemaris Yabam Shesitza, Asura Liyavama. Clear from here that a Shemaris Yabam that's Mizana is not allowed to be with her Yabam. Mibai, Mizitani, Shemaris Yabam Meknusa. The Mishnah mentions that. Iyar Mishlai Masira, if you tell me that if the relationship impacts her right, Shemaki Masnebada, therefore it's included. Eli Amit Loyasira, who wouldn't ask her to Hashimasnebada, how could that be included? But now the Mishnah ends, Zaklau, Koshilu Tibalvaloy Teyasuraloy, Lohemasneima. Any relationship that doesn't ban the marriage would not be included. If this doesn't ban the marriage, why are we including it? Why is that different than having a relationship as a single girl? Again, Shemaris Yabam is not an Ashes Ish. A Shemaris Yabam is waiting for her Yibum. What if she's Mizana then? Does that ban her to the Yabam or not? That's what Rav Nun is saying, and he's proving it from the Mishnah. Not everybody agrees to this. Rav Nun is proving from the Mishnah. And the fact that it's included must be that it impacts the marriage. Because if it wouldn't impact the marriage, why in the world are we including it? The Mishnah said we don't include things that have no impact on the marriage. He's proving his halacha from the Mishnah. What? Yeah, it's a big machlokes. Dr. Gemara, that is Shemaris Yabam that's Mizana, is alive. It's nothing to... So that's why we're learning this Gemara. Exactly. That's exactly what the Gemara is going to do. That's why we're here. Zamti Gemara, Amri b'marava, lesuchas a Rav Nuna. So in Eretz Yisrael, they said, we don't paskel like Rav Nuna. Frank the Gemara said, what do you do with the Mishnah? Elohadik Tani, Shemaris Shab Miknusa, why? L'chaira, she's mutter to her husband. And for the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Kiva holds, Chayvi Lavin is like Chayvi Krisis as far as relationships are concerned. So therefore, according to Bekiva, she committed the law of Shemaris Yabam, it would ban her to the Yabam. Because, to Bekiva, that relationship that the Torah ascribes a law to is like an erva, because Bekiva makes Chayvi Lavin very severe. So Rashi, the Gemara, the Amr Ein Kedushin types in Bechayvi Lavin, Umash Veloki Erva, a two-step process. Bekiva says, you want to marry a Mamzeres, we say the Kedushin is not legal, but valid. Rabbi Kiva says it's not valid. That means Rabbi Kiva, marrying a Chayvi Lavin doesn't work, just like by us. When I say us, I mean non-Rabbi Kiva. They hold the Chayvi Krisis doesn't work. A person does Kedushin with a sister, it doesn't work. He does Kedushin with a Mamzeres, it's illegal, but valid. Rabbi Kiva says it's the same severity. Not in punishment, but in the validity of the Kedushin. That if you try to marry a Mamzeres, it's not valid. Therefore, we're saying that according to Bekiva, this woman commits a lav, which the Torah says it is, for a Shemaris Yabam to have a relationship. It's as if she committed Eishes Ish. Because to him, the bond, the Isser lav, makes it like an erva. And therefore, just like as an erva, if she was Mizana, she would be banned to her husband, since she's bound to him. A Shemaris Yabam is also bound, not to the same Krisis or mitzvahs bezdin that a woman is, a wife is bound, but the bond created by the isser for her to have a relationship is a strong one according to Rabbi Akiva. It's a lav, and a lav to Rabbi Akiva is very strong. So according to Rabbi Akiva, if she marries Yavam, she's in, so that's also the Bible. Now, say again, according to the way we paskin, only chayv increases kedushin, not typhus. Lav does not have that same severity of blocking kedushin. We would not say it. So we don't paskin like Rav Nuna in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara is saying, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shazinza, Shemer Shavim, Asurli Yavama, Ki Isha Shazinza, Tachos Vaila, Shasura Lavaila. Midi Tani Shemer Shavim, Shemash Bihaus, Nus Shazinza, Shemer Shavim. He includes that. He had a Mishlam, as into this Arasalov, Shemokni Masnia, they Google, Avalois is Nus. Eli Amrit, that it's not, so why in the world is he included? Ain't Kedushin types in the Isha Asura, Makacha Balav. Rabbanon plead yellow. Rabbanon argue. Rabbi Mechayev Krisnas who the Lord tavsi. Abba Mechayev Lav and tavsi. Amar Lurim Akiva, Mash Mechayev Lav, Chamura is the Inyan Yisurayim. He makes it as severe to Chayev Krisnas. Now, not in punishment, but Shavlad Mamzer. According to Akiva, the child of a Lav is a Mamzer. Well, the guy be lesser, I'll buy Lenami. So we're taking it a step further. That according to Akiva, if she violates the law of Shemeres Yavam, she becomes usher on her Yavam. Yehechid Abal Eishasishi Bekaras Asur Abayla. Kein Abal Shemeres Yavam Nami Shalom Belaisi Eishas Amesh Achutzul Izar. There is that law of Yisrael Yavam. Now this is the second step. Akiva never said that. All Akiva said is, the offspring of a Chayvei Lavam is a Mamzer. Kedushin doesn't work in a Chayvei Lavam. We are saying, therefore, the woman that violates the law of the bond to the Yavam is like violating an Eishes Ish as far as the relationship is concerned, and therefore she's usher to a Yavam.
He did say Vlad Mamzer? He did say those words?
Yes.
What
is it? It's Mishnah Yavam. Emtes Amar Aleph.
Everything else that we're saying.
So he says two things. Kedushin is not typhus and the vod is a mamzer. That he says. We are now extending it one step.
Right.
Now, we hear Achrayim have a kasha. To me, it's a bomb kasha. I don't know how you wiggle out of this one, but it's a bomb kasha. If she was mezana to Shemeres Yavam, then according to Makiva, the Yubam doesn't work because he's marrying somebody that violated a love. Like Eishes Ish. So she's not her husband. He's not a husband. So how can he make a drink? If according to Akiva, he's saying that a Shemar Shem she's inside Asur Levaila, Asur Levama. Now going to us, it's an Isser, but the Kedushin works. It's a Lav, but the Kedushin works. She's Usser, but the Kedushin works. But according to Akiva, the Kedushin doesn't work. So that means, not the Yavam. That means the Yibam didn't work. So how does he take her to drink? How can the water work on this? If she was Mazana as a Shemeres Yavam, he's not her husband.
They went through a ceremony or they did not?
Makes no difference. According to Akiva, a guy goes through a ceremony with a Mamzeres. Is he her husband? No. And you can lose the time to the Chayv
Alav. So a Rusa can...
Arus is an anxious ish.
Can he make her drink soda water?
No, that's a different sugya. It has nothing to do with this sugya.
They're not comparable?
No. But wait a second. He's not making the Shemeres Yavam drink the water. This is after she got married. 10 years later, she had kinu yisira. Included is the fact that she says that she didn't mazan as a Shemeres Yavam.
Okay, so in this case, he did get the Yavam did marry her already.
Well, if not, he can't be bringing her.
Okay, can an Arus... A regular Arus make his Arusa.
While she's in Arusa?
Yes.
No. I shouldn't say that. The Sugya Yavamas, Pashtas not. You have to find an allowance that yes, because we need that the husband live with her before she became a Saita. So it's balled up. There's a whole Sugya Yavamas. I don't think it's repeated in Saita. Is it? It is? Fine.
The Mishnah's here.
The Mishnah's here, but the Gemara's not here. The Gemara's in Yavamas. Rashi alludes to the fact that the Gemara's in Yavamas now. Yeah. Gemara's in Yavam, not here. I don't, yeah. From my memory, it's not here. I shouldn't say from my memory. I had a chaz of this Gemara recently, so Not such a bad, not such a long memory. It's a few weeks. A few weeks. I'm trying to make a seal for my father's yard site of Saita. So I'm learning the other part of Saita ahead. So I just learned that mission of a little while back. But that's, yeah. So to me, it's a bomb cut. How can that be included? If that's included, then he's not a husband, so it can't work. So I saw Graham Santeritz, but I don't know. I don't know what to say. Yes.
The obvious answer for me, which obviously is also incorrect, is that the submission is written by the Talmud.
No, but one second. It can't be. Because the Gemara is answering, we don't pass the lack of a Mnuna. Frack the Gemara, so what do you do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah says if she was not as a Shemaris Yavam, the water will kill her. That's what the Mishnah says. That's part of her Amen. Which is where Rav Hamnuna proves his halacha that it bans her from the Yavam. So the Gemara said, we don't pass the like Rav Hamnuna. That's wonderful. But then why does the Mishnah say it's included? It's up to Gemara, because it's going like a Makiva.
Because
the
Mishnah is...
The Gemara said this, not me.
Incidentally,
it's the Gilgal Shua. You should, when I said that Tommy and Mitch is back on the Mishnah, you should have said, and the Mishnah will be wrong. So I was wrong. Right. Okay. So again, I have no answer. I don't have an answer that I can explain or even understand, so I'm not going to bother. So I'm going to give what happens? Reuven was married to Leah. Had a nice marriage. They got divorced. He remarried her. What? No, because me again.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why John. John, the husband, didn't do anything wrong here. So Reuven and Jill. That's what you want. Bottom line is, they were married, they got divorced, they got remarried, same couple, and now he did Kino Yisira. So he actually swears that she had no relationship. Arusa Nesuwa Shemar Shabba Makru. How about, does it include during their first marriage? Does it go all the way back? Now, if she had that relationship during the first marriage, she's awesome for him forever. But that's not in this current relationship. It's a previous relationship. Is that included? You decided, yes. The Gemara has the Shaila. Or, if you hold the Shemaris Yavam that's Mizana, it's also to her husband. How about if she was Mizana while she was under the brother? Reuven was married to her. She was Mizana. Reuven never knew. He died. His brother did Yibum. Now his brother is, that's Kino Yisira. Does it check her for the znus she did with the previous husband, who happens to be the Yavam's brother? Now, if she did Mizana during that time, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Which means she's usher to him, his brother's wife. But nobody knew of the znus. He married her. And now, we're checking it out. Will it work? By Rabbi Yirmiya, Mao Shiasna Adam on the Suum of Rishaynim or on the Suum of Mahu. Tashma Zaklau. Kol Shetibol V'loy Tei Asur Aloy. Le'ei Masni Imo. Ho Asur Rochen Abid Masna Shmamina. So the Gemara, it says like Dr. Harris. Includes everything that would ban the relationship. I don't care which marriage, I don't care whose marriage. If this bans this relationship between this husband and this wife, it's included. and the Suda Rishayna would ban it, and the brother's nus would ban it. And by the way, with the brother's nus, you would have the same problem. L'chaim, it's not a husband, because there's no mitzvah yibum if she was mizana under her husband, and therefore the kedusha is not typhus, it's his brother's wife. But the same bomb kash we had before.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question? I don't understand the Havamita for Yibum in this situation. What's the difference between his late brother, the period during which she was married to her to his late brother, versus being previously married to anybody? Why does it have to be his brother?
No, because I'll explain to you why. Because if she was married, let's say this woman was married to somebody else, and she had an extramarital affair, and then the marriage terminated, and she married somebody else. She's allowed to marry somebody else. She's not forbidden to the world. She's married.
So it's just the fact that the Yibum, the infidelity with the brother invalidated Yibum would make his own marriage invalid. That's it?
There's no Yibum. See, Yibum is a brother's wife. It's against the law.
Yeah, yeah.
The Torah made a mitzvah of Yibum. Take away the mitzvah of Yibum, it's the brother's wife.
Okay. I'm sorry, I missed that part. Thank you.
No, it's 100%. A woman that has an extramarital affair and for whatever reason is walking around on the planet, I mean, she didn't drink, and she admitted her guilt, she can marry whoever she wants, except the kohen, and except the alleged adulterer, or the proven adulterer, whatever you want to call him. Except for that, she can marry anybody. Not her husband, not the adulterer, and not a kohen. But besides that, she can marry anybody. And that would not impact her relationship with the second husband.
If she was
Mizana,
the first husband, and the brother married her,
would not. Because there's no mitzvah yibum on a woman that was Mizana. A site there's no mitzvah yibum.
Is that divorce?
Well, he died. Who cares? Rashi.
And the first husband, the kid was with her, and he died. The Yavam takes over. Does he take over
that? Again, you're asking great questions. It's the second one you asked today, and they're both in that same sugya Yavam. So we're not going there now. It's a whole sugya Yavam. How to understand the Mishnah Shemaris Yavam and Arusa. I took the easy way out. I learned the way the Gemara learns here. I didn't go through the sugya Yavam now. I mean, I know the Sugi Yavamas. We learned it not that long ago, but it's not.
Maybe that's the bomb question you asked.
No, it doesn't answer the
question. By that.
No, it's not. Because the bottom line is, if he wasn't allowed to be a Yavam. Oh, meaning?
Later on, he says, you know what? I'm going to take you up on my brother's.
Right, but that's not this Gemara. That's great, the Gemara Yavamas, but it's not great over here. And it's not so simple, you can take it over. It's possible. It's a Gemara Yavam. I'll leave it right there. Rashi. Nesu'in or Rishayim can girshiv azira v'kinulah v'nistra. On the su'a of my legalgus nushat agasavav. The other time the masnisin arusin nesu'a shemar shem meknusa la b'chad the itzikoy. We're not talking about the same woman. She ishkena yavam b'yashbena ala erisim nesu'a shalachav. Not going back on his brother's heiress and nesua. No, mili mili ksani. Pashtas in the Mishnah is a woman is either an arusa nesua or a shemeres yav meknusa. Im abal mashka masnim al arusa nesua. If it was her husband, right? She was never married to his brother. Included is the fact that she wasn't mizanas an arusa nesua. My yavam shaginsa mashka masnim al shemeres yav meknusa. By the fact that she was mizana of the first marriage, she can marry him ever. There's no mitzvah of yibum if she was mizana under the brother. So then, at the end of the day, the Gemara says, like Dr. Harris said, that since it answers her, it's included. Zog the Gemara writer. Remei Reimer Amish Leit Nitzmesi. Now, the next line in the Gemara is a very difficult line to understand. I will try to explain it, but the question is going to be very obvious, and we'll try. Tanya. Like Shamar Amer Amesh Lo Yatama, It is not pshat when Rameir says that she swears she won't have snus, that if she will have snus, the water works now. That can't be pshat. When she has that later on affair, the water will work then. Now the question is, what does the Gemara mean that it should work now? If it works now, then she won't be mezana. It's like she's swearing I'll never have an affair. So the mayor, her shua kicks in. So the Gemara, it doesn't mean that she's going to die now. It means that when she has that affair, she'll die. Now, how could he mean that she's going to die now? She dies now, she didn't have that affair. That's not right in the catch of the Gemara. So what did Achrayna want to say? She's planning to have the affair now. You would have a Hava meaning that it kills her. Kamashmala, no. The plan is not going to do it. Again, I saw another pshat that I don't remember. It's a very difficult Gemara. The Hava meaning is a very difficult Hava meaning. She's not going to die now. Well, of course she's not going to die now. She didn't have that relationship yet. She's promising if she does have a relationship, she'll die. She didn't have it yet. So she's not dying now. Of course she's not dying now. I saw a second shot that if she's going to have a relationship in the future, the water now impacts her that she doesn't have any children and things like that. But again, I don't have
it. It's sort of for myself.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want with this tomorrow.
I'm
asking 100%. I don't understand. I said there's a kasha here.
If the answer is you can't, there's no answer.
Okay, but the Gemara says that it's a Havamina. I agree with you. You can say you don't understand the Havamina. Either do not write them. You're right. So, Trashy, like Shammah Rav Meir Amish Leitama Osa Daita Shetimzik Akshava Lazit. That it should, so those are going to learn that if she's planning to have an affair, it would work now. Don't think that way. Ma'arin Isa, Chayzrula L'Teich Kureyna. Ma'arin means it returns to her throat. K'adam ha'nechnak aide mashka. It's like a person who chokes through drinking a liquid. Nira k'aisa arar. It's like he screams, like his body jerks as if he's screaming. K'lashin zakas. Shever Yairu. It's a pasuk that says, a scream of breaking, they will scream. Yes. So Ma'araisa means it makes her look like she's screaming, which means it chokes her, yes.
I would point out that the
Rosh Hashanah is a good time. 100%. But you're not answering the Havamina.
No, I absolutely answer. Something currently is completely unprovable. The many world hypotheses, the number of timelines branching out are infinite, and they're switching from one of them. I can go on that one.
Okay, again. If you're happy with the tarot, you can go that way. I don't understand it, because the bottom line is she didn't do the chait. If she didn't do the chait, we're punishing her for a chait she did not commit. That's the Havamina.
Yes, no, the question is whether or not the future is any more or less real than
the
past.
I don't care if it's real or not. Did she do the chait or not?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I agree with you. I'm not going to get involved in time. Of course, time is a creation. But I can only say the following. Kupulani, and that I heard from many, many, many daily Israel, and it's all the Swarm say it, that if a person has a desire to eat treif, an unbelievable desire to eat treif, and he controls himself for 3 hours, and he doesn't eat the treif, and then at the end of 3 hours he eats the treif, he will get rewarded for every second of those 3 hours for not eating the treif, even though he ate the treif at the end of 3 hours and get punished for eating the treif. That means we don't punish a person because time, it's like he ate the treif now. He didn't eat the treif yet, so he's not punished yet. He's only punished for what he commits, not for what happens in the future. So this Havamina is a very difficult Havamina because she doesn't end up being Mazana. Why is she being punished?
Your words, we don't punish.
Okay, I guess. If you're happy, I'm happy. Yes. I'm happy that you're happy. I'm not happy, but I'm happy you're happy. Yes.
What happens?
Rashi's saying the word ma'arin means scream. The water screams. What do you mean the water screams?
Water screams.
Yeah.
Not she's.
No, the water makes the impact as if she was screaming, meaning chokes her. That's what it means.
That's later on.
Right, when it happens, okay. Correct.
Thank you.
Dr. Gemara Weiter. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Bai Ravashi. Mao she is no other quietly down the surmachrainam. Can a person make a condition on a future marriage? Right? Now, here is similar Shaila, and Dr. Harris's answer will kick in here as well. And that is, he's married to her. Does this include that if he divorces her and remarries her, and she's mezana in the next marriage, is that included in the Shvuah? Because you can learn the Mishnah, it includes all relationships during this marriage that will impact the marriage. This is not a relationship during this marriage. This marriage will end in divorce. And then he remarries her. Does that bring back that same Shvuah? Or it's a new marriage, not affected by that Shvuah. Dr. Gemara, by Ravashi, Ma'av she yisno adam al nesuah machroinim. Hashtam yir le asir le, she's not asir. Adum azim le megar shlo adam mehardin law. It's included because it happens at times, this is what happens. Toshema, hakol shabim shle masnim aloy akhaidim shet asaris, aloy alfayit akhatit isgarish. That's not included. Right. Beis, what is the bachad? Nistra lechad, nitmas, vachkat yachzireno, yemasna. If she had an out-of-wedlock relationship during her divorce, not included. The dik is, yachzireno, vatitamana, yachzirami, demasni. But a relationship and a future marriage is included, shmamina. Rashi, Zok Rashi, nisu machrenim. The remeir dharma masna la asin. According to a man that says you can make a condition of the future. Mao shi yis nima begilgul shua. So like the tami migashen of a taksirena but the tami. That is also included. Again, okay. Bakakaksirena, time of that tami megushahab. Bilai mitzrele, it's only during the divorce. Ha to tami laka chazara, hakinami the masniakshav. But what happens later on is included. So b'meila, the Gemara is paishad the shailas, that it is included. Anything that will ban their relationship is included in the Shua, including a future marriage between the two of them.
Does that
be spoken out? That was the Shaila we mentioned before. Is it an automatic, or is it the husband's prerogative?
No, meaning, whatever it is, even if it's not the husband's prerogative, it still has to be spoken out.
No, it doesn't. It's automatically understood, but the woman is told that this is included. The client tells her what she's swearing. The client has to tell her what she's saying when she says, I mean,
right, not every woman went to BJJ, right?
Well, I hope that she's not being Madonna if she went to BJJ.
No, but I just said it.
Yeah. If she marries somebody else in between, then she goes back to marry her husband. Are they the same? Those to do something?
Yes, it's El Chai Ve'lav, and according to Rekeep, it's not. According to us, it is.
So, would that work on this second marriage when she got married in between?
Chayra, again, it bans the relationship. It is valid. No, I shouldn't say that. I'll take that back. Because Gemara later is going to discuss if he's married illegally, whether it works. Right.
That breaks it up.
It doesn't break up the marriage. It might not make the work. That's going to be a Gemara later on. A guy married him, I'm Sarah. He's legally married to her. It's the site to want to work. Exactly. So that wouldn't be included in that child. Everybody should have a wonderful day.